because it's our last week before Sukkot, I thought it would be appropriate to speak about Maaseh Sheni in the context of Sukkot. It's going to relate to something that we've already seen, and hopefully we'll also be able to learn some new Torah here about the Dal Minim and also about Maaseh Sheni. Hopefully we can try our best to do a good job, to try to do a good job with it. So let's try to pay attention and focus a little bit. The Mishnah tells in Maaseh Sukkah on Daf Lamed Dal on the Beis. The Mishnah speaks about which kinds of esrogim are kosher and which kinds of esrogim are you not able to use on Sukkot. The Mishnah tells us, as an example, that a stolen esrog, or an esrog which is entirely dried out, is possible to use. The Mishnah, though, goes through a variety of different halachas relating to mitzvot ha-tluyot ba'aretz. For our purposes, the most important thing the Mishnah tells us, if I want to use an esrog from an orla tree, the first 3 years, when you plant a tree, you're not allowed to derive benefit to use those fruit. If I decide I want to take off in the first 3 years an esrog from an orla tree, the Mishnah tells us that's considered to be pasul. So says the Mishnah, you can't use the esrog of an orla tree. The Gemara quotes a machlokas as a necessary background for Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara quotes a machlokas, why is it that you're not allowed to use the esrog of an orla tree? And the Gemara mentions two possibilities. Number one, because ein bo din mamon. As Rashi explains there on the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey, an orla tree, you're not allowed to derive benefit from orla. Therefore, he says, it's not really worth a shavet pruta. It's not worth anything because you can't derive benefit from it, you can't use it. And since it's not worth anything, since I can't use it, it's not called lachem. You have to own your dal minim, and I can't own orla. Since orla is prohibited to use, I can't really own it. There is a question we've shown him here in the Ketzos very famously, whether you can or can't own a Shuri Hana'a. But for right now, we're assuming that the Pashtus is, you can't own an orla tree, it's Ein Bo Din Mamon. Says the Gemara, maybe there's another reason why. Maybe I can't use an esrog from an orla tree, because Ein Bo Heter Achila. If you want to use an esrog, it has to be something which is mutter for you to eat. An orla tree, the first 3 years, I'm not allowed to eat it. And therefore, it's Ein Bo Heter Achila. Why does it matter if it has heter achila or doesn't have heter achila? That's a machlokas harishonim. The Rambam writes in Peirush HaMishnah, I believe, because if it's not heter achila, we don't call it a pri. It's not called a fruit. That part of what it means to be a fruit is that it's edible. And therefore, if it's not something which you're allowed to eat, it's not called a pri. And esrog has to be pri eitz hadar. And therefore, ein bo heter achila, you can't use an orla. You can't use an orla tree. Rashi says it a little bit differently. Says Rashi, because you require lachem, it has to be yours. And says Rashi, part of lachem is that you have access to use it in the ways that a normal person would want to use things. So an orla tree, even if technically on some level I own it, since I can't eat it, that means that it's not really roi lachem b'chol darche hana'aso. It means you're not really using it in all the ways that a person generally could derive benefit from it. This is all just introduction. Says the Mishnah, you can't use the esrog from an orla tree. Says the Gemara, why? Two explanations. Either because it's not worth anything, it's ein bo din mamon, and therefore you have to own your dal minim on Sukkot, and you don't own it. Or since you can't eat it, which means either it's not really a pri, or that's another way of saying it's not really yours because you can't fully use it all the ways that you would want. Arkan, one point of introduction. Second point of introduction is to chazer something that we already saw, and just to go over it again about Maaseh Sheni, it'll be important. We've already seen about Maaseh Sheni a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. It's a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, and it's also quoted here in Maseches Sukkah, which is who owns Maaseh Sheni. Chachamim Rabbanan assume that Maaseh Sheni, I believe, is owned by you, Mamon Hedyot. Maaseh Sheni belongs to you. You have to go and bring it to Yerushalayim to eat your Maaseh Sheni there. I've separated my Truma, I've separated my Maaseh, I have my Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Rishon, I have Maaseh Sheni. That belongs to you. It's Mamon Hedyot. Alternatively, the opinion of Rebbe Meir, which is how we paskin, like Rebbe Meir, that Maaser Sheni is really Mammon Gavoa. Maaser Sheni really belongs to Hashem. We saw a question what exactly that means, but the Rambam paskins, Maaser Sheni is really Mammon Gavoa, not really yours. 2 points of introduction. Okay. Again, just hold cup a little bit for like what's going to happen, and things will hopefully be very, very clear. Can I use an esrog of Maaser Sheni or not? Can I use an esrog of Maaser Sheni or not? So the Mishnah says the following in Maseches Sukkah. I have my Maaser Sheni. The Maaser, I bring it to Yerushalayim maybe anyway. So, you know, can I use my esrog of Maaser Sheni or not? The Mishnah says as follows here. Shall Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim? If I bring my esrog, Maaser Sheni, into Yerushalayim, lo yitol, lechatchila, you should not be using that. The Gemara says lechatchila, you shouldn't either because you'll be machshirit for tumma, or because you'll end up like mafsida, you'll use it a lot and you'll take away from it. But fundamentally, says the Mishnah, lechatchila, maybe not, for side reasons, v'yemnatal kosher. That you are allowed to, says the Mishnah, use Maaser Sheni esrogim inside Yerushalayim. That's what the Mishnah says. It's kosher to use Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. Stay with me for a little bit. I think we're trying to be as clear as possible, but please stay with me. Who is that opinion according to? Who lets you use Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Who lets you be Yotze, my esrog, Maaser Sheni? Who lets you use it? So, the Gemara is like this. If I hold that Maaser Sheni is Mammon Hedyot, if I hold it really belongs to me, so this makes a lot of sense. I should be able to be Yotze, my esrog, with Maaser Sheni, because it belongs to me. It's called Lachem. But what about if I hold like Rebbe Meir? What about if I hold that Maaser Sheni is Mammon Gavoa? Then am I Yotze or not Yotze if I use an esrog of Maaser Sheni? Says the Gemara, this depends on why Orla's not good. Again, I'm sorry, it's more technical. We'll get to it. It depends why Orla's not good. If Orla's not good because Ein Bo Din Mammon, you're not the full owner of it. So says the Gemara, then it's not going to work for Meir either, Maaser Sheni, because you're not the real owner of it. It's Mammon Gavoa, it's not yours. But says the Gemara, if the reason why Orla's not good is because Ein Bo Heter Achila, you're not allowed to eat Orla. Well, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, I'm allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim. So since it has a Heter Achila, it should be good. Let me chazer what we did so far. That was just going through the Gemara. But I'll give you the summary that matters most for us. Can I use Maaser Sheni Esrogim? Three shitos. According to the Rabbanan, again, lechatchila all agree better not to. But can I? End of the day, can I use it? Rabbanan, it's Mammon Hedyot? Yes. It belongs to you, you're good to go. What about according to Rebbe Meir? That's a machlokas. If you require din Mammon, you don't really own it because it's Mammon Gavoa. If you require heter achila, since I'm allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, I'm in Yerushalayim, then I am entirely good to go. As far as general clarity thus far. 1, 2, and 3. Hands up. Yeah, you're not putting your hands up. It's not okay. One more time. 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Two issues to think about. Question number one. The Rambam Paskins, Maaser Sheni is Mammon Gavoa. Hello, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is Mammon Gavoa. Step one. Step two, the Rambam Paskins, that you are Yotze Maaser Sheni with your Maaser Esrog inside Yerushalayim. Because the Rambam holds it's all about Heter Achila, and there's Heter Achila. The Rambam holds the Paskins, it's Mammon Gavoa, but you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni. Ask many of the Achronim, but it's not Lachem. Don't you still have to own it? I understand that it has Heter Achila, but don't you still have to own it? How could it be if a Maaser Sheni Esrog, how can the Rambam say you can use it? How can the Gemara say you could use it? Oh, Heter Achila, you're allowed to eat it. But it's still not yours. It's still Mammon Gavoa. So why am I allowed to eat it? answer some of the achronim the following answer, and this will just give us some insight. When the Gemara says yes bo heter achila, that you're allowed to eat it, what does the Gemara mean? Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, Evan HaEzel, Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Rabbi Salvechik and Hare Kedem, they all give this answer. They say what the Gemara means as follows. Even though we assume Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it's actually not as Mamon Gavoa as you would initially think. It doesn't all really belong to the Ribono Sha'olam. We saw Reb Chaim quoted in Sefer Torah Zrayim, quoted in the Brisker Rav, that really it belongs to you, just it's not yours, L'inyan, certain thing, because it has Kedusha. These Achronim say something simpler. Meiser Sheni, really is on one hand not yours. It's Mamon Gavoa. What does the Gemara mean, though, when it says it has Heter Achila? What does the Gemara mean when it says that you're allowed to eat it? What the Gemara is trying to say there, the way Rabbi Yisrael Zalman understands it, the way Rabbi Salvechik understands it, is not that you don't require Lachem and Esrog, and all you require is the ability to eat it. The Magen Avraham thinks it's named in the Gemara. Says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, says Rabbi Salvechik, Heter Achila means that because you're allowed to eat it, it means that you own it, le'inyan, eating it. It means I own it, le'inyan, eating it. So therefore, they offer the following suggestion. When the Gemara has a machlokas, why is an esrog of orla not good? Is it because einbo dimamur, einbo heter achila? And the Gemara says, I have a nafkamina for meister sheni, for a mayor, is my yotze or not? Everyone agrees you have to own your esrog. The machlokas of din mamon or meiser or heter achila is the following. What level of ownership do I need? Ein bo din mamon, I have to be the complete owner. No one thinks, when Meir says meiser sheni, you're not the complete owner. Or is it enough if I'm a partial owner? Is it enough if I'm a partial owner that I own it le'inyan, eating it inside Yerushalayim? Is that considered to be sufficient? How much of an owner do you really need to be? A complete owner or a partial owner? What the Rambam essentially paskins is as follows. So are you the Salvechik and the Mr. Zalman. There's a halacha that you have to own an esrog. Step one. Step two, Meiser Sheni, you're not the full owner of. It's Mamon Gavoa. But since I'm a partial owner, I'm the owner in that I'm allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's considered to be sufficient. In many ways, the Rambam Shita seems to indicate for us that when it comes to Lachem, when it comes to owning Dalad Minim, what level of ownership do I need? It's not that I have to be the full, complete, exclusive owner, but Heter Achila means as long as you're a partial owner, that's considered to be sufficient. As long as you're a partial owner, that's considered to be yours. And that's what emerges from the Rambam Shita. Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa. It's not all yours. No, but I own it, and you're eating it. That is considered to be entirely, entirely sufficient. As far as clarity thus far and where we're at, 1, 2, and 3. It's okay if I'm... Let me try and give a little bit of background so we can be maybe a little bit clearer even in what's going on. There are different areas. It's a very important yisod about ownership in general, so let's try to be clear about this. In different areas of halacha, you have to be the owner of something. To violate Bal Yeirah and Bal Yematzeh on Pesach, you have to be the owner of it. To be Mekadesh a girl, I have to own the ring. To be Yotzei Dal Minim on Sukkis, I have to be Lachem, I have to be the owner. Different areas of halacha require ownership. However, sometimes, this week's Parsha, V'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos. Maybe for some, Lachem, you have to be the owner of a Sefer Torah. What level of ownership do I need in different areas of halacha? Is it enough to be a partial owner? Is it enough to be a partner? I'm a shutaf. I'm a partner with you. Is that called ownership or not? If we together buy a Sefer Torah, are we yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah if we do it together? Discussion in Pesach Tshuva. What about different areas of halacha, different standards? Bal Yeirah and Bal Yematzeh. If we together own chametz, do we violate the iser Bal Yeirah and Bal Yematzeh? For sure. What if we together own Dal Minim? Or does Dal Minim require exclusive ownership? Or what about partial ownership? Not because we're partners, but because some of it belongs to Hashem, and I have partial ownership le'inyan eating it. What these achronim are saying is the following. When we say you have to own an esrog on Sukkos, so some say ein bo din mamon. You have to be the exclusive owner. And if you're not the full exclusive owner, it's not good on Sukkos. So some say for Reb Meir, since it's mamon gavoa on some level, you're not yotzei an esrog on Sukkos. But the other day in the Gemara says, this is where Salvechik understands for the Rambam Shita, this is what the for the Rambam Shita. I don't have to be the exclusive owner. I don't have to be the only thing. As long as, even the Rebbeinu Olam is Mamon Gavoa, even though the Rambam Paskins, it's really, in many ways, Hashem's, I can't be Mekadesh a girl with it. I'm not enough the owner to be Mekadesh a girl with Meiser Sheni. But for Lachem on Sukkos, since it's Roy for Achila, and you're in Yerushalayim, and you're the owner Le'inyan eating in Yerushalayim, you are considered to be enough of the owner. And since you're considered to be enough of the owner, that is considered to be the din of Lachem. So what we've seen thus far is that Meiser Sheni, it's this interesting thing. On the one hand, we're not sure it's entirely yours. But it is maybe mine as far as eating it, the way some Achronim learn it. Is that enough for Lachem? It's not enough to be Mekadesh a girl, but is it enough for Sukkos for Lachem? Rambam seems to Paskin, yes, it is. As far as clarity now, if that helped at all, 1, 2, and 3. You don't think you feel better? You can put it the same amount of, you know. Okay, yeah. Well, we don't know what standards are for Lachem. You know, can I get a little background? No. Oh, different areas of halacha may require different levels of ownership. Yeah, I'll give you an example if you want. One example. I'm going to speak quickly right now. We're doing this stuff great. If not, it's fine. There's a very famous sheet of the Urayim. The Urayim holds that even if, the Magen Avraham quotes this, that even if it's, if Gzeilas Akum is mutter, even if sometimes stealing from a non-Jew is mutter, it's still not Lachem. It's still not Lachem. Because, simple assumption, Lachem requires a very high level of ownership. So even if it's Gnevis Akam is mutter, I don't have to return or things like that, it's still not considered to be Lachem. So we ask the Avne Miluim, I have a Kasha. The Kasha's on this Rambam. Says the Avne Miluim, if you, Magen Avraham, really hold that Lachem has to be a very high level of ownership, even Gnevis Akam's not good, so how come Avne Miluim, asks the Kasha, how come for Meister Sheni it's called Lachem, even if all you could do is eat it, you're not really the full owner? My standards for Lachem have switched. For Gnevis Akam, I require a high level of Lachem. For the Meister Sheni, I require a low level of Lachem. How exactly does that all line up? That's an important question that Achronim ask. It deals with the question, so different levels of halacha require different levels of ownership. Gnevis Akam for one day in the Gemara, make your hadin, you're allowed to hold on to it. We may not hold that, but for one day in the Gemara, you can hold on to it. But I can't use that lula for Lachem. Different areas of halacha, different standards. Kachi, Darka, Shel, Torah. Yeah, I'm saying Balyaran by Matze is different than other areas of things. And the Mekadesh a girl and things like that. Different areas require different things. Yeah.
Okay, the question of the Achronim on the Rambam was the Rambam was basically just going...
Quoting like one day in the Gemara.
Like a day in the Gemara. So it was a question on
that day in the Gemara also. Yeah. Okay. Second question as follows. This will hopefully be a little bit clearer. Or, I don't know, hopefully that was clear. Hopefully this can be a little bit more, appropriate for 11 o'clock at night on Thursday night when we're all very tired. The Mishnah says that fundamentally you're Yotzei with a Meiser Sheni Esrog inside Yerushalayim. What about if I'm outside Yerushalayim? Am I Yotzei or not Yotzei? 3 Shitas of Mishonim. Am I Yotzei or not Yotzei? Rashi appears to understand in the Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins like this also, that you're not Yotzei. It's only inside Yerushalayim where this Heter Achila exists. Only inside Yerushalayim are you allowed to be Yotzei with a Meiser Sheni Esrog. But outside of Yerushalayim, you're not going to be Yotzei. However, the Ran, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, they assume that you're Yotzei even outside of Yerushalayim. Even outside of Yerushalayim. The only question is why. The Ra'ah says, well, since I could eat it inside Yerushalayim, it has a Heter Achila. That means I'm allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That means I can use it, it's Lachet, even outside Yerushalayim. Rambam Rashi, only in Yerushalayim it has this Heter Achila, you're allowed to use it. Says the Ra'ah, no. Even outside of Yerushalayim, since you could eat it in Yerushalayim, That's called heter achila, and you're totally good to go. Parentheses, the Ritva is a third chita. The Ritva says you can use it atzad Yerushalayim, but not because of the potential of eating it in Yerushalayim, but rather because you could always do something called pidyon. Pidyon means you can take your ma'aseh sheni fruit. We will speak about this, but Ezra Hashem, we need it at length. You can always take your ma'aseh sheni fruit. Let's say I can't carry it all to Yerushalayim, so what do? So I can redeem it. I can basically take the kedusha from the ma'aseh sheni fruit, put it on money, bring that money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim use it. Says the Ritva, well, since this item, I could do pidyon on it theoretically, that's also on some level called it like having a heter achila. What's the machlokas about? Bipashtas, can I use Meiser Sheni? Can I use Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? The pash about the following. When we say that you can use Meiser Sheni, a Meiser Sheni Esrog, because it has a heter achila, what do we mean? Do we mean it has a potential heter achila? Or it's actually edible right now? Rashi and the Rambam say you have to be in Yerushalayim, because we want it to be actually something which you could eat right now. Practical achila, that's what we require. You got to be in Yerushalayim. The Ra'a says, as long as you have potential for achila, that's considered to be sufficient. As long as it's a fruit, it's an esrog, which could be mutter, it at its core is mutter, that's considered to be sufficient. What's the nafka mina? So apparently, I don't know if this is true at all, but I read in some sefer from a while ago, some I guess contemporary sefer, the Misrad HaBriyut in Eretz Yisrael, apparently on some of the esrogim, they actually put something on top of the esrog that they recommend like not eating for 30 days, just to like, I don't know if this is all true, and I honestly assume it's not, but we'll go with nafka mina anyway. That they put something on top of the esrog, which makes it in the short term not something that's really edible until it takes time and that thing goes away, and then you, whatever it is, you're allowed to eat it. So are those esrogim considered to be good? If you require practical achila, so the mice you really can't eat it right now. The Misrad HaBriyut says not to eat it right now. But if you, I guess like nafka mina is here about like your recognition of government like or health concerns, I don't even know. If you no way. Although I would say like shomer mitzvah the vara doesn't apply when you're eating an esrog. There's no mitzvah in eating an esrog. The mitzvah is taking the esrog. If, however, you understand that you don't require practical achila, you require something which is in its potential. There's a certain kind of achila here, so look over. You can be much more makeable those kinds of things. Could you be mechalik between cases? Undoubtedly, you could, but that's how they more or less understand it. Practical or potential heter achila? What about outside of Yerushalayim? Am I considered to be good or not? I'm going to speak quickly right now, just to give you a little bit of a deepening of that. Maybe there's another way to understand what's really going on here. This which Soloveitchik has, and is, again, I think the first way is the more pasha way of understanding it, is potential considered to be good enough? As an example, the Machlokes Ramban, or the Rishonim, can use an Esrog Shel Tevel. Is that considered to be good enough? Tevel is before Truma is taken off. Do we say, since like in potential I could take off Truma and it'd be good, that's called Heter Achila? Or do we say Lemaisa, right now it's not, and therefore it's not considered to be okay? That may be like that may be its own question. That's my whole guess. I'm saying that maybe. All questions you can analyze at Tevel. Now, different discussion. Just a model of, is potential good enough? Next. There's another way to explain the machlokas, but inside Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, this is where Soloveitchik explains. It's not mukhrach that much, but we'll try to like pin it down a little bit. Says the Rav, maybe the machlokas is based on the following. What is heter achila really considered to all be about? If heter achila is the way that Rabbi Zalman said it, the way that Rav said it, the way that based on what Rashi seems to say on some level, that heter achila is really a question of establishing that you are bialim le'inyan the achila. Interesting question. Am I bialim le'inyan the achila even outside Yerushalayim? Probably yes, one could argue. That I'm bialim in the achila even outside Yerushalayim. Maybe. Again, we'll say it not the way the Rav says it out, but maybe you could say that you're bialim even outside Yerushalayim. Alternatively, you could argue, if it's all about bialus, that you're only really considered to be bialim once you go into Yerushalayim and are now able to eat it. Remember we saw one day at Tofos holds the way that some assume it's Pasha, that even though Mamon Hedyo, that outside Yerushalayim it's only Mamon Gavoa, it could be that you only become the bialim in eating it once you actually enter Yerushalayim. That's one way of analyzing the machlokas. Or alternatively, we saw the Rambam holds, why does heter achila matter? Because it's only called a pre when you could eat it. So for that, the Rambam Lechora holds, only when I'm in Yerushalayim and I could eat it, is that really called a pri? But the potential to eat it's not enough to make it called a pri. I don't know, take it or leave it. Akan, close parentheses. That's chazal what we did more or less tonight to get some insight into what we saw. The following. Maaser Sheni, we saw, has a certain status. And the Gemara has a machlokas, we saw a couple weeks ago. Is Maaser Sheni really considered to be yours or not yours? Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot? All agree that once I bring it to Yerushalayim, I can eat it. But am I the owner or not? Could I marry a girl with it or not? That's one nafka meaning that the Gemara has. We wanted to know, in my Yotzei Dal Minim, on Sukkot, I got to own Dal Minim. If I bring an Esrog of Maaser Sheni, am I Yotzei or not? If I hold this Mamon Hedyot really belongs to me, for sure I am. Why not? If I hold, though, that it really is Mamon Gavoa, the Gemara has a machlokas. I would have thought you're not Yotzei. I don't own it. I require Lachem. But there's a very intriguing shita with what the Rambam Paskin's like, that even though Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it's still Lachem because you could eat it. And we wanted to explore two things. Why is it still called Lachem? Answer, because since you could eat it, that makes you the partial owner. And apparently, Le'inyin Lachem, as long as I'm at least on some level the owner, maybe it sounds like that's considered to be sufficient. We pointed out, but does that fit with Adam Milum's Kasha, with everything else we know about Lachem? Is it enough for Lachem to be a partial owner? Maybe I require a high level of ownership. Geneva's Akam's not enough owner for Dal Minim and things like that. We also saw this interesting Shita. If the reason why you could use a Maaser Sheni Esrog is because you could eat it in Yerushalayim, what if I have my Esrog outside Yerushalayim? Rashi and the Rambam, not good. Ra'ah, Ritva, Ran, it is good. Part of the question, how much do we require you actually being able to eat it? Or is it enough even if I couldn't actually eat it, but I have the potential to eat it, is that considered to be sufficient for Maaser Sheni? Part of the goal was, again, to do two things tonight, two takeaways tonight. Number one, this whole question of Maaser Sheni, does it belong to your Mamon Gavoa? Another context where we saw, even if it's Mamon Gavoa on some level, you are partially the owner. You're on some level connected to it. Maybe my ability to eat it's because on some level I'm really the owner. The status of Maaser Sheni. The second question, which is very important, the standards of Lachem for Dal Minim. You have to own Dal Minim. But different areas of halacha, different levels of ownership. The exclusive owner, I'm the owner that no one else has rights to. I can use it entirely for whatever I want. I have limitations on my ownership. It's Asur Bahana, but on some level maybe belongs to me. And questions like that, Genevas Akam, Shutfin, Matana Manasa Hachsir, buying Dal Minim from a Katan. What's considered to be yours, what's not considered to be yours. Our Gemara, this sugya, using Maaser Sheni, the extent to which I own Maaser Sheni is going to impact, if it works for Lachem, what my level of Lachem really is. How much does it really have to be mine or not be mine? Again, we wanted to speak tonight just about the Dal Minim piece. It seems like an appropriate thing to do before Sukkot. Hopefully it gave us some good insight into the standards for Lachem and ownership in different contexts, different areas in halacha. Shkayach, have a wonderful evening.